And now this is a dictation for Harry Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, July 1329, addressed as a letter to Angela Jensen, 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, a follow-up for Mr. Leonard has obstructed uropathy, chronic kidney disease. Last visit in April, comes accompanied with wife. Accidentally, his suprapubic catheter was cut. He was trying to remove the pens. Went to the emergency room, McLaren, Mount Pleasant. They were not able to exchange it. Even urology, Dr. Cotant, C-O-T-A-N-T, unable to do it. 2 weeks later, interventional radiologist Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I, was successfully replacing suprapubic catheter. No fever, no infection, no cloudiness, no blood, no abdominal back pain. Uses a walker, hard of hearing, stable edema, no oxygen. Constipation or bleeding, unsteady. Review system done. Medication list review. Notice medications for memory. Blood pressure Norvasc Bumex. For high potassium, Lokelma 3 days a week. Present weight 152. Which is down from 161. Blood pressure 148/76. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. No pericardial rap. No abdominal back tenderness. No distension. No ascites. Minimal edema. Next paragraph. Chemistries from a few days ago, September. Creatinine 2.5, which is baseline, representing a GFR 22 stage 4. Normal potassium acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, minor decrease of low sodium concentration. Anemia 9.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, obstructed uropathy. No progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Suprapubic catheter with recent events as indicated above. Anemia, EPO when hematocrit below 30. Continue treatment for high potassium 3 days a week. Normal nutrition, no bicarbonate replacement, no phosphorus binders. Chemistry is stable, blood pressure is stable. Underlying memory issues. Come back in 6 months.